As You Like It is one of Shakespeare's more fantastical plays, along with A Midsummer Night's Dream. But rather than the magical elements of the latter, As You Like It is described as a pastoral comedy. Kent Reed was tasked with bringing the play outdoors to Galena Plaza for Shakespeare in the Park, an event in its 10th year.
You know, Shakespeare writes on a pretty large palette. And although, yeah, there's indoors and outdoors, but even the Globe Theater didn't really have a roof. So it was kind of semi inside, outside.
Reed had to take the story of Rosalind as she flees her uncle's court and eventually finds love and put it outside. And when your source material coined the term, all the world's a stage, you kind of have to take it literally.
Still, the scope and breadth of his plays just lend itself, especially to a beautiful landscape, which I think we've created in the Greena Plaza.
I feel like almost like at this point with Shakespeare, like it's been done so many times, like the original way, that you like it's like just better to do it your own way.
Well, you know, it's a conundrum in a way. If we in this valley had, you know, Shakespearean trained actors who were very familiar with the literature and the language, that would be one thing. But we don't. What we have are a very talented group of people who many of them are getting their first introduction to Shakespeare. Not that they're not bad actors. They're very good actors. But this is the first time with Shakespeare.
So he had to make some changes. First, whittle down the script by about an hour. Then put his own personal flair in by adding music and putting different spins on some of the characters, making them dress like goths, for example.
We just want to make it more palatable to everybody.
And although As You Like It is also the first use of the phrase, too much of a good thing, that doesn't seem to be the case for Shakespeare in the Park. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.